Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And we are here, Ron Grant. It is well into September, and boy, did we have a weird heat wave or what?
Man, it was hot.
You know, at the chili cook-off in Camarillo last Sunday for Labor Day.
Yeah.
In Camarillo.
Right.
It's 101.
Yeah, I believe it.
That doesn't happen.
No, I know.
It's weird.
Yeah,
so anyway.
Muggy,
it wasn't,
too.
Well, that's on top of it. We got a little tropical, which made it kind of neat for evening stuff. But for the daytime, yikes.
Yeah.
It's just crushing. But here we are. I got a lot going on here that we'll be chatting about with car shows and stuff coming up. But it's been 7 years going on eight that you've been on the air with us. Took that little break and bam, you've been back for a while now.
Seems like it was just yesterday.
That you took the break?
No, that you and I.
Yeah. Oh, that we started then the break. Yeah. Well, the break seems like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, it does.
If you take it down on the time there. Well, it's great to have you here on News Talk 1590 KVTA for our regular Saturday appointment with everybody at 10 in the morning. You can also listen to the Safer Money Solution Show, not only on News Talk 1590 KVTA, but you can hear it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's anytime you want. Just log on to Ron's website, safermoneyspecialist.com. You've been there before. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon, and bam, you are there.
You're there. You can listen to
it.
You can listen to the shows, the archive shows, whenever you want. It's convenient for you.
We also have the brand new program that we're doing before we go out to dinner with a bunch of people. Sometimes you'd have 30 or more people in a big restaurant. We'd have a great time. But now you've made it individual with the gift card. Tell us about that.
Yeah, actually, you know, I've had as many as 200 people years ago in the room. But yeah, you and I used to do dinners. And you know, the thing is, Spence, is I know a lot of people won't go out to the public workshops. And I know a lot of people get mailing cards, about come out to dinner. You can probably eat 4 or 5 nights a week if you want. But here's what I thought about. I thought if you meet with me on a one-on-one and see if I can help you keep your money 100% safe where you can never lose the principal, never lose any gains, get a reasonable range of return, get a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, and when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance and provide that guaranteed income. That's the beauty part, because if you're over 50, you should stop chasing returns and worry about getting an income that you can rely upon for the rest of your natural life. You meet with me, no obligation to you. You don't have to do anything. You're going to get a $100 gift card, a Visa, MasterCard, that you can do whatever you want. You can still have dinner on me if you want, or you can, you know, pay your bills, or, you know, get your car service, whatever you want to do. Now, to qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed. You know, the market's been up the last couple of years. It's been doing well. Now might be a good time to take some of those profits that you've earned out of the Wall Street casino. You know, Wall Street's lost your money not once, but twice in the last decade, and they're poised to do it for a third time. In fact, I just found a little article the other day, the Shiller P&E, which is profit-earning ratio, which is traditionally around 16, is currently north of 30. The only time in the history of the Standard & Poor's 500, it's been north of 30, is in 1929 and in 2000. We all know what happened in those two dates. So it's good. Now might be a good time to take some of those profits off the table. Also, I can provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you. And you know, the top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources, so why wouldn't you? So if you'd like to meet with me one-on-one, get the gift card. We can see if we can help you. Also, remember, you're not going to pay any fees that takes away from your returns. When you pay your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, your 403b company, any of the IRA companies, the retirement companies, it takes away from your returns. So give me a call, 805-660-1313. Also, like you to go to my website. I have two of them. The first one is my main site. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. And there's some third-party educational information there, some great videos in there. If you own a 401k, 403b, et cetera, you should be watching this little 9-minute video from Steve Croft. It's up at the top of the page next to, near where my face is on the microphone. It's in red. If you own a 401k, click on to here. And you can email me from there if you like. Take a look at some of the testimonials. I have some email testimonials and some radio testimonials people called in. And then if you want to go to my other website, that's the I as an initial I, like Indian, wantincomeforlife.com. And there's a 1-minute video there that I'd like you to take a peek at. And then there's a download a book. It's a 10-page book that thinks about retirement income. So give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you keep your money safer.
I wish my books were 10 pages when I was in school. I would have made everything so much easier. Book reports, all that stuff.
10-page book.
Would have been fabulous.
Huge books.
Oh, those ridiculous.
And they were heavy.
Oh, gigantic.
And we didn't have backpacks in the day.
No.
You carried them.
Carrying. You didn't know
your
which. And you're riding your bike.
I know.
So it was that weird. And if they ever dropped.
Well, I threw the paper. I threw the Herald Examiner and the Daily News and stuff. So I used to put them in my paper bag.
That's a good idea.
On the bike, on the handlebars, so I could drive. But walking around school, you're tilting to the right or you're tilting to the left.
You got to change up so you're not a bowler.
There you go.
Yeah. We are here with Bron Grant, and it's September, and we're having a great time. Grab yourself something to write on. Make sure you got a paper and a pen, pencil, whatever you have there. And we're going to be wanting to take some notes coming up here with Ron Grant on News Talk 1590 KVTA.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops. And some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive. And pay no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. And this, folks, you really want to take some notes on this. You must, because this is about the 401k. And I think you always talk about, Ron, and I don't remember the other numbers and letters, but many people are in various forms of a 401k.
Yeah, it's about the same.
A savings program.
Just different nuances, that's all. 403b, TSA, TSPs, they're all kind of the same. They just have a little different twist here and there.
And everybody's in them because they were either told to, suggested to, or thought, that's what I do, but they never look into what's this all about? But it seems like a great idea. So with the 401 plan participants, what do they do about what you call sticker shock after the new disclosure statements rule? What is sticker shock in 401k?
Yeah. Well, you know, as I've said many, many times, a 401k was never designed to be a retirement plan. It was designed to be a savings plan. And, you know, here's what happened is that most people didn't even know they were paying fees in their 401ks. The statements were so misleading. They didn't understand what was going on. They didn't understand how to read it. And the 403b, 401k companies, et cetera, they do a really good job in hiding these fees. However, for the first time, Congress has laid the groundwork enabling these plans that were, you know, back in 1974, that all your fees will be disclosed. Well, previously these statements typically showed investment return figures after fees were deducted, but did not show the fees themselves. So they were probably very misleading, and they were very hard to figure out what was going on. And you didn't really know what your return was. How can you know what your total return was if you don't know what the cost of business is? So now, because of the new regulations from the U.S. Department of Labor, you'll be able to see how your investments have done before fees are deducted, because actual returns and fees will be displayed in separate columns. Hey, what do you know? It only took 150 years. The new statement format is one of the requirements in the sweeping set of disclosure rules from the Department of Labor, aimed at helping employees get the most out of their 401k plan by making companies sponsoring these plans responsible for assuring the fees are reasonable. After all, the more you pay in fees, the less your investment returns you get to keep. Makes sense to me. Employees with other investments besides the 401k plans tend to be aware that many mutual funds charge fees. Of course they do. We talked about this a couple weeks on the show. You're probably paying somewhere between 3 and 4% in mutual fund fees, which is astronomical. It takes away from your returns. But here's the situation. We know that mutual funds have them. We know that other things charge them. The fees charged by the plan providers, the large insurance companies or brokerages that hold these plans, will stun those who weren't aware that there were costs in the 401k plans. The fees may run as high as 1% to 3% annually for the amounts invested, sometimes more. After getting shocked on the way back from their mailboxes, many people will and should go to their HR departments and say, hey, you know, what's going on? What are we happening? Why is this going on? Can't we get something like this? It's going to be a wake-up call for the small and the mid-sized companies that may not even be aware of the new rules and their responsibilities under them. But employees also have responsibilities to themselves and their families for making decisions on these plans. All too often, many of the investors don't put much time into the attention into their 401k. Indeed, implications of the new statement format will be lost on those that don't even read their statements. I've said this for years. Most of you out there spend more time planning your two-week vacation every year than you do your finances. And whose money is it? It's your money. And where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you. And you need to do your own due diligence. Yet for those who are aware enough to see the difference but haven't been on top of managing their plan investments, the next step is to move from sticker shock and the awe to determine just what you're getting for your fees and whether you're getting your money's worth. Then and only then can you assess the value of your plan. Makes sense. If you don't know what you're paying, how can you make a decision? You can't figure this out from your account statement alone because it's just data without any context to give perspective. The cost of the plan is determined by your company because as the sponsor, it hires service providers for the plan, including the plan provider. But knowing how to use it to your maximum advantage can significantly increase the value you get out of it. If the plan is too expensive or includes substandard services or both, you and your fellow employees can try to influence the company to change service providers. The new rules require companies to do this anyway. If they determine as a part of the mandatory cost examination that the fees are too high for the services to be provided, to get the most out of your plan, you should be sure you know how it works. Makes sense. Chances are your company has given you literature on this. If you lost it, get another set. What are the investment choices that the plan offers? What is the maximum contribution you can make out of each paycheck? And what amount will the company match, if any? You know, the company matches free money towards your retirement. I hope you're taking advantage of it. Ask yourself, given these limits, what is the right contribution level, funding level for you? Considering your monthly obligations, you can't put in more than you can afford, just like anything else. Are you spending money on unnecessary items that you could be investing in your retirement plan? Most people are. And they're unaware of the amount that they need to invest to have enough for retirement. Funding levels is subject that the plan providers don't like to address because employees might be discouraged from participating if they realized from the beginning how much they'd have to carve out each paycheck. It's up to you to confront these issues. Tap into the available resources for learning about these plans in general. Educate yourself about investing objectives, including asset allocation. I mean, spreading your investments over different types of assets. To boost the average returns, make sure your portfolio is diversified by not investing too many funds that own the same stock or similar types of companies. You see, ladies and gentlemen, what I do for my clients, what I've done for myself is we take you out of the 401k plans. We take you out of the 403Bs, the TSAs, the TSPs. We bring you over to an insurance company and we make it an IRA. You can't lose your principal and you can't lose any gains because we're not in risk. What is risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, ETFs, REITs, real estate trusts, gold. Sometimes gold is risky. If you need your money tomorrow, you shouldn't buy gold. And we're going to talk about gold later on in the show. There's a hold time. If you need money within a certain period of time, gold is probably not good for you. How about oil and gas? No, very, very risky. Okay, gold has its benefit, but if you need it tomorrow, it's not a benefit. You shouldn't have all your money tied up in something that you can't get it out for a period of time. Now, an IRA 401k is a little different because you're supposed to take that money out over what? Time. Over time. That's how it's supposed to be. Not out at one lump sum, because then you got taxes on it. So what we do is we move that money over to an IRA where it's safe and it's guaranteed backed by major insurance companies. We get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, but never the downside of Wall Street. And I can provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you that you can't outlive. That's the beauty of it. And as I said earlier, many times on the show, the top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you want to get income from multiple sources? Remember, the 401k was designed back in the 70s by the business community and Wall Street. You have a pension, you have Social Security, and you have a savings. That's the three-legged plan. A 401k was never, ever, ever designed to be a retirement plan. It wasn't. Now, I understand you're putting money in. Some of you are funding well, some of you are not. You know, I meet with 4 to 5 new people a day, and most of you are going to outlive your money because of three reasons. One, you didn't start early enough. Two, you didn't put enough away. But three, and this is the big offender, is you stayed in risk too long. Remember, 401ks have risk in them, unless you're in a money market account making zip. So now that you've made some of your money back from 08 and 09, you should have by now, I would hope, now might be a good time to pull that money out and put it in a safe, guaranteed place where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose any gains, you can get a guaranteed lifetime income, all while paying no fees to take away from your returns. So give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me sit down and help you.
You know, I think a lot of people that put money into a 401k at work, they have the feeling that this was set up that I'm going to put money into this quote-unquote free bank,
right,
and it's going to make me interest, and it's great.
Yeah.
And it's going to make me maybe 4, 5, 6, 7, 8%, something like that, and I'll never have to pay fees.
Right.
I think a lot of people knew going and paying fees. And it seems ignorant, but in a way, when it's sold to you by your workplace, oh, wow, this is great. Like I said, this free bank that's run by your business.
Especially if you get a match.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. You think, oh, it's got to be all good because it's a good point. I'm getting a match on top of it, so this is gravy.
Oh. Yeah, unfortunately, people don't read, and we're all habitual offenders, especially men. We don't ask for directions, and we don't read directions. But you know,
where's the instructions? I don't know. Leave me alone. I'm building this thing.
I threw it away.
Yeah.
You know, most people don't read that stuff, and their financial planner, their stockbroker, and like you said, if they're signing up at work, mostly they got an HR person, and that's mm-hmm. not their job as the financial side, is to be an HR person. So it is difficult.
Yeah, read, folks. Let's carry on here. Are the 401 disclosure rules helping the participants to find out about the fees they are paying in their 401k plan? What do you think?
Well, here's the deal. It was created, this plan, this transparency, supposedly by the Department of Labor, was created in 2012. And unfortunately, the study reveals that the 401k disclosure rules are not helping investors. You know, in an effort to add transparency to the 401k administration, the Department of Labor created this plan back in 2012, and required all 401k plan providers to disclose all fees associated with plan administration, investments, and other expenses. The idea was that more information about where the money was going on the administrative side of the process means the 401k owners, that's the participants, that you guys out there, could make better decisions about where and how and to whom to invest. Unfortunately, these disclosures are not particularly insightful for most 401k owners, and that nearly half of them still have no idea of where their money goes for annual fees and expenses, even after the disclosures are made. Fee disclosure is very cumbersome, explained the Vice President of Corporate Retirement Plans at Personal Capital, Tom Zaniger, adding that participants need an easier way to discover and understand expenses associated with their retirement plans. About the only thing that the disclosure appears to have accomplished is making participants aware that they may be paying fees and expenses. Guys, if you did not know you were paying fees in your 401k plan, don't feel bad. 83% of Americans did not know they were paying fees in their 401k plan. And this is according to AARP. Slightly more than a fifth of all participants believe that after the disclosures that they're paying no fees and expenses in 401k plans. And this is according to Personal Capital, Tom Zaniger. The number used to be more than a third when the disclosures were not required. Unfortunately, this is an issue is much bigger than you might think at first. According to NerdWallet, more than 90% of American adults underestimate the lifetime cost of their 401k administration by about $150,000. The survey included more than 800 Americans. The Department of Labor supported these findings as well, reporting that poor understanding of fees can result in reduced retirement balances that are as much as 28% lower than the retirees expect. That's a lot of money, folks. Now, they have 401k companies, etc., have to make money. We understand that. They can't do it for free. But you need to understand what you're talking about, what you're paying these people for. And, you know, somebody says, well, geez, you know, my broker's got me diversified. Well, I love that word diversification because it doesn't really mean much when I get it, when I look at a statement and the customer or the client or the participant thinks that they're diversified. They're not diversified. They're just in different pots of risk. That's not diversification. Diversification, can't even say it, is true class diversification. Real estate, liquidity, that's money, green stuff in the bank. Maybe some metals, yeah, gold and silver, depends. Again, when you need to cash those out. An index-linked account like I have, my clients have, I have three of them, for safety, to get a guaranteed income. This is diversification. Not just different pots of risk. And the fees that you're paying are taking away from those returns. It's eating up your returns. You know, just like variable annuities. People say, well, geez, I got a variable annuity. Well, guess what? Not only are you in risk because you got stocks, bonds, and mutual funds in the variable, but you're paying fees anywhere from 1.5% to 3%, maybe even more. Some of the older ones were higher. Right now, an average is about 3.5% the last 5 years if you bought one. So if you have $100,000 in your variable annuity, you're paying $3,500 a year just to own it. Does that make sense to you to give somebody $3,500 out of your retirement account just to own something that you could end up losing? Doesn't make sense to me. You know, that's why my clients and I, we're not in that stuff. You know, we're in safe, guaranteed, index-linked accounts backed by major insurance companies. And the bottom line is that we get to participate in some of that upside of Wall Street, but we don't get to participate in the downside of Wall Street. And the nice thing about it is that we can get that guaranteed lifetime income that we can't outlive. And when our beneficiaries, when we pass away, our beneficiaries now can get what's left in our account. And that's a win-win for us because not only did we use the money while we were on the earth, but now our family gets to use whatever's left, and it's a bonus. So if this is important to you, if you'd like to know more about your 401k, see if I can help you get that 401k over to a safer place. Now, it depends on age. If you're under 59 and a half and you're still working for the company, there's a small chance that we can, or anybody can move the money out because they've kind of got you locked in on a death grip until you're 59 and a half. They want to keep charging them fees as long as they can. If you're over 59 and a half and still working, we can, unless your company's got specific rules, and very few companies have that. We can move the money out, roll it over, no tax ramifications to you, move it over, put it in somewhere safe where you can't lose the principal, can't lose any gains, and you can get that reasonable range of return, also a guaranteed lifetime income. If it's non-qualified money, which means you already earned the money and paid taxes on it, or you sold your boat or you sold your house, we can help you with that also. Qualified money is money you haven't paid taxes on yet. Non-qualified money is you've already paid taxes on, or maybe it was a death benefit, that type of thing. So if this is important to you to keep that money safe, that if it's an IRA or 401k, et cetera, that's your dignity money. That's the money that you have to live on to take care of you and your family. Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me sit down and help you get that money in a safer place.
Okay, Ron, now it's time to explain the wide range of benefits of a fixed indexed annuity. Tell the audience about that.
Yeah. These have been around about 29 years. Annuities have been since 1700s. They were set up for the clergy of the Presbyterian Church for their retirement. But with a wide range of benefits, including tax-deferred accumulation, potential to earn interest linked to index, and protection against loss of principal, loss of gain, fixed index annuities can be a great component to an individual's overall retirement plan or non-retirement plan. Maybe, you know, like I said, maybe you have money that you already paid taxes on. Here's the situation. A lot of people don't understand what a fixed indexed annuity is. and it's pretty simple. We're tied to indexes such as the S&P 500. That's a Standard & Poor's 500. Maybe it's the NASDAQ 100. Maybe it's the Dow Jones Industrial. Maybe it's the Hang Seng. Maybe it's the Barclays Dynamic Balance. Maybe it's the Russell 2000. Maybe it's the Euro. These are all indexes or indices. And some companies have four or five of these. Some companies have one or two of these. It depends. There's 37 companies out there that offer us, the public, these index-linked accounts. I deal with the top four to six each and every day. And they must earn our business. That's what it must be. So the principal is loss protected. Let me say that again. The principal, or your principal, is loss protected. These are the seven key facts about fixed index annuities. I want you to write them down if you're interested in this type of product to help you with your retirement or non-retirement money. Index annuities are guaranteed against loss during market downturns, differing from securities or even variable annuities, and the annuity value never dips below the initial purchase price. Fixed index annuities are great performers. According to the study by David Babel, professor of insurance and finance at the Wharton School of Business, University of Pennsylvania, since the inception in 95, many fixed index have outperformed corporate and government bonds, equity mutual funds, and money markets in any combination. I own three of these for my money, and I've done quite well over the years. Can't lose my principal, can't lose my gains. When 08 and 09 hit, I got a zero. I slept at night. Number three, increase in value are locked in and cannot be lost. That's a powerful statement. Market goes up, we get to go up. Market drops, we stay level. We don't go down with the market. Fixed index annuities have a feature known as an annual reset. According to Annuity Digest, an annual reset is the fixed index annuity crediting method. Annual resets indicates the level of credited interest is based on the difference in an index value over the course of the year. So right now, our caps, they're talking about caps that we can make somewhere between 18 and 24%, depending on what index that you take a look at. Annually, we get together over the phone, through the mail or in person, and we can make any reset that we would like as long as we stay with that company. Number four, income on a fixed index annuity is tax deferred. Let's repeat that. Tax deferred. Individuals don't pay taxes on the accumulation until they withdraw from the policy. As an added bonus, individuals can accumulate faster because they're also earning interest on the money they would otherwise have paid taxes on. That's a big plus. Number five, fixed index annuities are safe. They're backed by insurance companies that issue the policy. In addition, state guarantee associations guarantee the amount per annuity, which varies from one state to another, if the insurance company should run into financial problems. Now, people say, well, you know, what if XYZ insurance company goes out of business tomorrow? That's why they have the Guarantee Association. If you go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com, and up top up there, it's the ways to check me out, but around the buttons up there, it's the safety. It's the Guarantee Association, how safe they are. Click on to that, and it'll take you right to the Guarantee Association's website, and you can read all about it. It's in all 50 states. Unlike the banks keep minus 11 cents for every dollar you put up. The insurers have to keep a minimum of $1.02 for every dollar you put up, and some of them keep a whole lot more for every dollar you put up. So they're safe. They're backed by major insurance companies. They're also backed by the Guarantee Association in each and every state, all 50 states. Number six. Money invested in a fixed index annuity is not tied up indefinitely. Even though most index annuities require a surrender period that ranges from 5 to 14 years, nearly all such annuities enable individuals to withdraw a maximum of 10% of the annuity's value every year without incurring financial penalties. I like the ones between 6 and 10 years, but you have access again to 10% of your money penalty free. However, you can also have access to a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. That's a bonus, okay? Number seven, fixed index annuities are passed along to beneficiaries. And that's important. If the fixed index annuity owning the individual passes away, the annuity can still financially protect his or her children or spouse. According to the retirement think tank, the named beneficiary will receive the proceeds from the annuity, which is typically the accumulation value of the policy, without any type of surrender penalty. In most cases, a lump sum or payout over a specified period of time can be taken. The value of the fixed index annuity also passes directly to the beneficiary, who then avoids the expenses and delays that often come with probate court. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. You've got a pension at work, and a lot of the pensions now are saying, hey, let's keep that money here, worker George, and we'll give you an income for a period of time. Well, first of all, that's called an annuity. They're taking your money and they're putting it into an annuity. They're going to keep the principal. Okay, they want to hang on to the principal. Okay, because you have no access to the principal once you give it to them. And if you die early, maybe your spouse doesn't get as much. You have to look into these very, very carefully and read the words. The index, the annuities that I use for my clients, you have access to the principal as well as the income. Don't give up access to your principal. And the nice thing about it is that if it's a retirement plan and your spouse is the beneficiary, we can take your name off, put your spouse's name on, and we can do what's called a stretch IRA. Your spouse can continue the contract, or they can take it all in a lump sum and pay taxes on it, or they can take an income stream and pay taxes as they need to. That's the beauty of how I can help my clients and how I do help my clients. You know, I've been doing this a long time, and I move a lot of money out of Wall Street to help my clients and myself protect our retirement assets. You know, also non-retirement assets, but I deal with a lot of retirement people because their money's setting in risk. It's in the market. It's in places that they can lose their principal and their gains and that they're paying fees on. If you would like to stop that, let me know. I can help you get that done. 660-1313. That's area code 805-660-1313. And let me help you get the money safer. Maybe help you get a guaranteed lifetime income. Maybe you want to leave the money for your beneficiaries. You don't want to touch it. That's great. It's not a problem. I can help you do that. Where it's safe, it's guaranteed. They can't lose the principal. They can't lose the gains. You could leave them a legacy of some sort. I can help you do it.
It's usually this time I get a little hungry.
Hungry?
I want something to eat.
You're always hungry.
I want something to eat now.
Oh, well.
How could I perhaps get a Chick-fil-A? Now, if I win, I've got to get it in the mail, which is great. How do we do this? How does this happen? Chick-fil-A, one of our favorite places to eat.
I love it.
And it's a fabulous place, and I want some Chick-fil-A. How do I get it?
Well, we could call Robert over there at the Chick-fil-A.
Good way to go, right? Hey, Robert, how are you?
Ask him to deliver here.
Excellent.
While we're on air, you know.
Oh,
you just go
beautiful.
Open the door. We can do it. What I'm going to do is our friend Robert over there, he is the nicest man. He owns the Ventura Chick-fil-A over by... Chuck E. Cheese, right next
to
Chuck E. Cheese.
That's there. Much, much better.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese.
Go to Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. So here's the deal. I'm going to give two cards away to two people. That's four cards. You can be my guest and Robert's guest at Chick-fil-A. You have your option. You can choose Chick-fil-A original sandwich, the grilled sandwich, spicy chicken sandwich, or you can do the nuggets. You can do the original or the grilled, 8-count. This is all free for you, not a problem. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the first two people to email me right now at ron@safermoneyspecialist.com. And what I need you to put in that email is your name, phone number, and address. I have to mail them to you, and I'll mail them out to you Monday. Okay, I'll mail them out Monday so you can get that. All right, it's not a problem. Again, ron@safermoneyspecialist.com. The first two, and it comes over as a time. There'll be a timestamp on it, so I know who's the first two. Last week, we had a pretty good turnout. Not as good as some of the other weeks, so either people are not listening out there, or you're listening, or they're not hungry for Chick-fil-A. What can I say? Anyway, hopefully you are the winners, and I'll get them out to you Monday, I promise.
That's the way to go. Just email right now, and you could be the big winner of Chick-fil-A. Love the place. Great food, and you can get it for free with Ron Grant. Ron Grant will be back. Always important that you have that pencil, that paper, whatever you use to write on. Maybe you're putting it straight into a tablet. If you're doing a little more with the tools of the day, you could do that. But you're going to want to keep taking notes throughout the show. We'll be back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, in just 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive, and pay no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we're back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I hope you have that pen and paper with you right now, because we're going to talk about the safe products that Ron Grant has. Now, Ron, how do they work, the ones that you and Ricky offer, and why should people be thinking of receiving an income for life from their retirement accounts? I never thought of it that way. I thought of an account as something I could just take all of it out if I wanted to, but to receive just a regular income. Tell everybody out there how that works.
Well, you know, you could take your 401k all out at once. You could take your IRA.
That would be
out
a party.
That would be a party.
Oh, party, party.
Yeah, but you'd have one heck of a tax bill depending on what you have in there. So, yeah, it's pretty simple how they work. You know, it's not brain surgery. It's really just has two caveats to it, Spence. The first caveat is time. You got to sign up for a period of time, kind of like a CD. You go into the bank, you give them X number of dollars, and they say, hey, I'm going to sign up for 3 years, 4 years, 10 years, whatever it is. And you get out early. What happened? You're going to pay a penalty. Same thing here on these. We have what's called a surrender charge. But it's a declining surrender charge. So they decline each, you know, every year, a couple years, whatever it is. So if you take more money out in the first few years than you do in the last few years, you're just going to pay, you know, you'll pay more of a penalty up front than you would less. So what you don't want to do is you don't want to break the contract early, just like any contract. If you sign up for 6 years, you stay in it for 6 years. Sign up for 10 years, you stay in it for 10 years. However, you have access to 10% of your money penalty free each and every year, starting your first anniversary. Okay, if you need to take it out, you can take it out. Now, the second caveat is what we call a ceiling cap. If I sit in your home or you're at my office and we look above us, there's a ceiling. If I could jump up, I'm going to hit my head. Well, here's the deal. These have caps. And the caps right now are running anywhere from 18 to 24%. Now, we're not going to hold our breath on that, but that's our upside. That's our potential. That's what we get a potential. Market goes up, you know, 18%, we get a chance to go up with it. Market drops, we don't go down with it. And that's the beauty about this. We can also get that guaranteed lifetime income that we can't outlive. Think about that. If you need an income, we can provide it for you where you can't lose your principal, you can't lose any gains, you get a reasonable range of return, and we can get that guaranteed lifetime income. You know, Warren Buffett, and this is per a magazine, 2008 Senior Magazine did an article on Warren Buffett, and he's got somewhere between $400 and $500 million in what I do. I wish he did it with me, but he has it. And the reason he does is because he's diversified. And we talked about class diversification. He has class diversification. He's got everything spread across the board. Anything you can think about, he has his money in. And that's something that everyone should be doing. They should have some liquidity, you know, some cash. They should have some real estate, maybe some metal, some gold or silver, depending on what their time frame is on that. They should have this index linked account where it's safe and protected, where they can't lose their principal and they can't lose any gains. So that's how they work. It's pretty, again, it's not brain surgery. What we do is if it's a 401k, we roll it over, make it an IRA. Okay, there's no tax ramifications to you. We set it up that way, and we can set it up if you want an income, I can provide an income for you. If you just want to take the 10% out, I can provide that for you. If you just want to leave it in there for your beneficiaries, I can do that also. It's not a problem. So if this is important to you, if this sounds like something that you would like to keep some of your money safe, give me a call. 805-660-1313, or you can go to my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com, and take a look around. And if you'd like to send me an email from there, you can. You can even schedule an appointment right from the website.
Now, what are some of the choices that you and Ricky offer to people to protect their principal and their gains and help them receive a guaranteed lifetime income?
Well, we'll talk about the three main choices today and different companies. There's, like I said, there's 37 companies out there that offer us the investing public, these safe index linked accounts. I deal with the top 4 to 6 each and every day, and they must earn our business. It must be right for your money, because whose money is it? It's your money. It's not my money. You know, and we want to make sure that your money is protected the way you want it. So the first one we're going to start out with is an 8-year. If you have qualified money, which is a 401k, an IRA, et cetera, that type of thing, minimum to get into this company, and these are from the company amounts. These are not anything to do with me. I work with everybody. Unlike some of the financial planners and stockbrokers, you must have $250,000 or $500,000 or whatever. I have a guy that gives me $50 a month. He owns a pool route, and I have guys that have given me millions and millions of dollars before. So it just depends. But you can open this account up with as little as $10,000 if it's qualified money. If it's non-qualified money, they want $20,000. So here's the deal. You're not going to pay any fees, providing you don't do what? Take more than 10% penalty free or break the contract early. It's that simple. I can't make it any simpler for you. Now, this company is offering you a bonus. What is a bonus? It's a thank you for moving your money over with the company. They're going to offer you a 4% bonus on the money you moved over immediately, and they're going to also offer you a 4% bonus on anything that you add to that account for the next 5 years. That is awesome. Think about this. You have a 401k. You have $100,000 in your 401k, and you want to keep it now safe and stop paying the fees and the risk. We move it over immediately. Your contract is worth $104,000. Now, you're getting a match at work, and you're putting money in yourself. So what we do is you get the match at work, you put the money in. Once it's done, you move it over to the IRA that I just opened up for you, and you get another 4% bonus for the next 5 years. It's a win-win. It's powerful. If you like that one, that's right down the 8-year. That's the 8-year product. The second one I have is a 10-year product, just a couple years longer. Now, again, tax qualified, non-tax qualified. What that means is tax qualified means you haven't paid the taxes on it. Non-qualified means you already paid the taxes on it. Okay? $20,000 to get into it either case. That's from the company. It's a 10-year product. You can take out 10% a year penalty free. Or we can get you a lifetime income. For the first year that you put your money in and anything you add for the first year, they're going to give you a 3% bonus. Now, what's the difference between the 8-year and the 10-year? Because the 8-year, you're getting a 4% for 5 years. The 10-year, you're getting 3% for 1 year. They have different indexes that they use. The 10-year might, depending on your situation, might be a better deal for you because it has different indexes and different caps. That's why I'm here, to help you. If you don't know index annuities, you need to know your agent. And a lot of these guys and gals are just getting into this. They're starting this. A lot of the financial planners and stockbrokers are tired of guys and gals like me taking their money away from them. So they're now trying to do what I'm doing. Unfortunately, they don't have the companies that I can help you with. The third one and the last one, and I think this is the number one product out there, in my opinion. I do 4 or 5 of these a week. It's awesome. It's a 10-year product. Minimum is $20,000, whether it's qualified money or non-qualified money. This company will give you a 15% bonus on the money you move over and anything you add for the first year. That's powerful. So let's assume you have that $100,000 in the 401k again. Let's roll that over. You now have $115,000, and it is compounding. And what do we know about compound interest? It's the most powerful thing in the universe. But you know, that's not the best part to this. No, it isn't. The best part to this is that for the next 10 years, because it's a 10-year product, they will give you, that means the company will give you, because your money's always with the company. It's not with me. God forbid I die tomorrow. Your money's with a major institution, unlike what the people did with Bernie Madoff. They wrote the check to Bernie Madoff. Bernie had their money. Doesn't happen here. I own my own corporation, but I work for the client, and you're never going to give me anything made out to me. Next 10 years, you're going to get a 50% bonus on anything that your indexes or indices does. So let's assume you have the Standard & Poor's 500, because that's the top 500 companies in Wall Street. Let's assume for your contract year, which is September of 17 to September of 18, it does a 4% return. They're going to take the 4% and they're going to give you 50% of 4, which is 2. They're going to take the 2 and the 4 together and they're going to add it, which is 6. So for that year, you got a 6% bonus that is compounding. It is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. It is powerful. This is for you people that didn't start early enough, putting money away, didn't put enough away, or stayed in risk too long. You stayed in the Wall Street casino too long. Okay? This is a perfect product for you, whether it's a qualified product or a non-qualified product. Okay? Now, here's the caveat to this product. This is an income-based product. It means you must take income from it to get all the bonuses. And here's how it works. It's pretty simple. After 10 years, when you've completed the contract, you're done. They want you to start an income or a pension. Remember, retirement plans were meant to take out as a pension, not as a lump sum. No one wants to pay a huge tax on your money, so they don't take it out at all at once. And you may have Social Security, you may have a small pension, you may have whatever. Now we're going to add to it. We're going to give you another income. And you'll get that income for the rest of your natural life. Now, if you don't take income, and that's fine. Don't want to take income? Not a problem. You want to go home? Take your money and go home. Maybe go roll it over to something else, or maybe just take it out and buy an island. That's okay also. However, this company is going to take back the two bonuses that they've been giving you for all those years. They're going to take back the 15% bonus, and they're going to take back the 50% bonus on any year that the indexes did something. And I got to tell you something. You're going to get a statement once a year from the company, and you're going to see those bonuses, one with the bonus and one without. And it's powerful, those bonuses. They're compounding. So if you want an income-producing product, this is the best product out there. And by the way, most companies charge a rider fee for an income rider that rides on top of the policy. Well, guess what? This company does not. It's an income-producing product. If you say, I don't want income, we wouldn't look at this product. It's that simple. So give me a call, 660-1313, and let me sit down and help you.
Now, how can one of our listeners get a gift card, Ron? How does that work?
Well, here's what we're going to do. You know, for the last 9 years, I've been feeding people at my public workshop dinners. And I know a lot of you won't attend a public workshop. So I've come up with this idea. If you sit down with me on a one-on-one meeting, see if I can help you keep that money 100% safe, I'll give to you without an obligation on your part, a $100 gift card, MasterCard or Visa, so you can have dinner, pay the gardener, do whatever you want to do. To qualify for the gift card, however, you need to be between the ages of 55 and 75, and you need to have some immediate money that you want to keep 100% safe and guaranteed. You see, with me, you participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, but never the downside of Wall Street. And I can provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you that you can't outlive. And when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. I will also take away the fees that you are paying your financial planner, your stockbroker, the 401k company that are eating up your returns. You will have no fees. That's the beauty of what I do. I've done that for myself. My daughter Ricky's done that for herself and her husband. My clients are in these things. We're safe, we're guaranteed, and we're protected. So 805-660-1313. Let me sit down and help you.
Now we can talk very quickly here about long-term care insurance, its importance, and some of the myths.
Yep. It is important, Spence. Believe it or not, it's the most important insurance you'll ever buy. You know, over the past 8 years, you've probably heard me talk about my dad and his story. You know, that my dad worked over 45 years and upon retiring had everything. He had his house paid for, had a brand new car paid for, and he had every other type of insurance. He had car insurance, fire insurance, life insurance, health insurance, earthquake insurance, but he didn't have long-term care insurance. And we depleted everything my father worked for over 45 years. It was devastating to me to help, to see my dad that I couldn't help him. So I couldn't help my dad, so I want to help everybody else. And so I started helping people with long-term care insurance. And then I realized back in 08, end of 07, beginning of 08, that all the people that I had helped with long-term care insurance were still in risk. They were still in the stock market with their retirement plans and non-retirement plans. So my question for you is, I know you're going to need help someday. Do you have enough money saved to pay for long-term care services out of your pocket? Will you be able to access the funds when you need them? Will you have to sell some of your assets? And if so, what assets will you end up selling? And will paying for long-term care services mean you'll have to forgo your plans for retirement? You see, there are some myths out there that Tom talks about. Medicare. Everyone thinks Medicare is going to pay for your long-term care costs. Well, Medicare doesn't. It pays for less than 5% of your long-term care costs, and it must be skilled care. And skilled means you're deemed to get better. You have 100 days out of your lifetime. The first 20 days is on Medicare at a zero-day deductible to you, providing it is skilled care. The next 80 days, you have a copay, and it's $189 a day right now. See, Medicare pays for only skilled care. 95% of the people that are in getting care are all custodial care. Who will need long-term care? 70% of the people over the age of 65, average man about 2.5 years to 3 years, average woman 3.5 to 4. My dad was in for 8. Do you transfer the risk to an insurance company or become the self-insurance? You know, you're risking your assets and everything you work for when you can transfer the risk for pennies on the dollar. Why would anyone want to burn through their family legacy at such a rate when they can buy insurance for pennies on the dollar? Is Medi-Cal an option for me? As long as you spend down. You have to spend down to a certain threshold, and you may not get a bed in Ventura County. You may go to Santa Barbara, L.A., Ventura, Palmdale to get a bed. Folks, if you don't do it with me, do it with somebody. Long-term care is the largest retirement expense you have, and it's been the least one planned for. Take a look at it. Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
Will Hart's on the line.
Mr. Will Hart, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
Good. How's your Saturday going?
It's going beautiful.
All right, man. I like that. If you haven't heard of Will Hart, he is my metal man. He does the gold and the silver. He does the bars and the coins. And he's helped me with my retirement, and he's also helped my clients. So, Will, we know that there's different things like paper gold and real gold. Tell us the difference, because a lot of people think their financial planner and stockbroker, that's the way to go. But what is the big difference in the paper versus the real McCoy?
Yeah, your broker is always going to tell you what he has access to, and that is paper gold. There's a big difference, actually. So with paper gold, it is a leveraged account, meaning, let's say, hypothetically, it's $1 million worth of gold sitting in a vault. They can leverage that 400 to 500 times its value. So that sounds great if everything is, you know, if everything is fine, North Korea is not testing hydrogen bombs, et cetera. You know, we're all concerned that the market is poised for a correction, that there's going to be further geopolitical issues, the dollar's going to get weaker. So if the market does take a tumble, and that $1 million of physical gold is sitting in a vault, and the principals, the folks that have the actual control over that, they reach in and clean that out, well, you're left with a piece of paper that's leveraged against an empty vault. So that's probably not the best situation you want to be in. That's why we're seeing a lot more people wanting to get the real McCoy in their hands.
Yeah, and that's important. You know, my stuff's in the safety deposit box, but I can take my coins and play with them if I want, or if I need to buy something, they're in increments, and I can go sell them, which is nice that you help me do the increments, because sometimes I might find a classic car that I want. Let me ask you this. What are the options that people have to buy the physical gold and silver, and how do the metals get stored?
Yeah, great question. Okay, there's two basic options. One, you buy it with cash. We ship the metals right to your doorstep, insured shipping. You put it in your gun safe. Bury in your backyard, you know, hide under a loose floorboard. I've heard the craziest stories to run. And then the other option, of course, more popular one, are because most people have their nest egg, not in cash, in their checking or savings account. They've got it inside of a retirement account. And you can do a tax-deferred penalty-free rollover in your IRA, keeping everything all taxed, everything's fine, where you have now not paper inside your retirement account. You've got physical gold, and that can be stored either private storage, where you store it, or depository storage, and we'll help, of course, the clients handle all that.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. Like I said, Will's helped me. He's helped my clients. If you'd like to talk to Will, give me a call, 805-660-1313. I'll put you in touch with him. Will, have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Now, Ron, you have a huge car show coming up, one of your favorites.
Well, you know what? We do. We got one today, which I'm not going to make, but it's over at the Momentum. It's called the Momentum Charity Car Show. It's over at the Pacific View Mall. It'll be there until 2:30. But Vista Ford next Monday, 9/11 tribute, 4 to 7 p.m. All American cars, come on over. We're going to pay tribute to the first responders. We're going to have a great time. I will be there at Vista Ford in Oxnard next Monday. I want everybody to have a great rest of the weekend, and let's be kind to everybody.
Your number one more time, Ron Grant.
805-660-1313.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive. And paying no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.